yesterday, today, and forever. What he does for me, he can do for you. Do you realize that? What these things that we give testimony of, how God has moved in people's hearts and lives when God has sent us somewhere. Let me tell you something, that ought to build up your faith. That should build up your faith in God. I remember praying for something one time, and a week later, I testified in the church about praying for it. And one of the ladies of the church, she come back the following week. She said, I was, I'm going to tell you anyway. It's going to blow your mind. I'm just going to go on and say it. I prayed for a furnace. I did. You say, well, you're getting a little fired here now, brother. Man praying for a furnace. Yep. You know what? I was cold and it broke down and I hadn't had no way to get it fixed till the next day. I had a wife and a child at home and they was cold. So I didn't know anything else to do but just be trust God at his word. I went back, took the cover off, laid hands on it, prayed for it. Thing cut on, didn't cut off till the next morning when I got her to bed. That's God. You say, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Woo, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah. Praise God. She heard me tell her that. She was in a car with a mother, taking a mother. Her mother was old and in age, up in years, and couldn't walk, and the car broke down. She said, I remembered Fred Williams said he prayed for a furnace, and I said, God, if you can heal a furnace, you can heal a car. She said, I got hurt and I laid hands on it. I prayed it, got back in it, and started up and went on my way, she said. Praise God. Oh, I know. I know what you're going to do when you get out of here. Man, I'm telling you, he was off of it today, wasn't he? Yes, I am. Whew, I'm a nut. But I'm screwed on the right bolt. Yes, indeed. And that bolt is Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. He said, whatsoever you ask. He did not specify this or that. He said, whatsoever you ask. Praise God. You got problems going on. You got things happening in your life. Go to God. And listen for the answer. Be like Habakkuk was. I'm going to stand here, God, till you answer me. Hallelujah. God will honor your faith. Believe me, he will. He will honor your faith. And he will do what he says he will do. He will perform his word. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. We don't have all the answers to all the problems. But I like what that song says. And I like what that scripture says. But one day, when we see him face to face, we're going to know it all. We're going to know it all when we see him face to face, when we stand before our Lord and our Savior. We're going to know it all. Praise God. There's an old song we sung in the church. I'm telling you, folks, it's by faith. It's by faith in God that these things happen in our lives. It's by you saying, Lord, I believe you. And Lord, I know that you're going to help me. And I know that you're going to do what your word says you're going to do, Father. And I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to try to sing a little verse of this. My voice is kind of raspy this morning. I might get it out, but I want you to know something. I love them old hymns. I'm going to tell you something. Those folks went through some stuff in their day. They went through some stuff in their day. Let me tell you younger people something. Don't you pay attention to what people tell you. Don't you listen to the news media. Don't you listen, and don't you put your confidence in all this electronics that we have today. You see, that's what's happened. A lot of times we rely on the electronics that we have, and we've forgotten all about the Holy Spirit that God has said He would give us and would come along beside us and be our help and our remembrance and would whisper to us the things that He wants us to know. Let that be second nature. Let that be the second thing. But let God be the first thing in your life, because it's God that's going to take you through in the end. You're going to need Him in the end. Song goes, I care not today. If you know it, sing it. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, whether sunshine or shadow or rain. The Lord I know ruleth all everything, and all of my weary is vain. Living by faith, come on folks, in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Praise God. How many of you know that song? How many of you want to sing it? No, no, brother, it's getting late. Get that hymn book out and turn to 260. I know where it's at. We'll start with the second verse. Somebody start it off for me. Praise God. We're living by faith. God, you just heard what it said in His word. He said, but my people will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. Hallelujah. Somebody give me that second chorus. Thought it off for me. Obscuring the brightness of light, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master leads on in the strife. Come on. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Somebody hit that third verse. Hallelujah. When Jesus walked by my side, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. The Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our trials will all then be o'er. Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. You know the verse, sing it. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm safe in His sheltering arms. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. Oh, praise God. How many of you feel awkward? Come on, be honest with me this morning. I feel a little awkward singing that, brother, with no music. You know what? I go to the nursing home, been doing it for 30-some years. My daughter's taking it over. And for 30-some years, I went with no music. But you know what? God doesn't care. Even if my voice did crack up, God doesn't care. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. And that's what He's concerned with, the praise that we give Him this morning and the honor and the glory that we give Him. Stop trying to be politically correct in what you're doing for God and do it the way God wants you to do it. That's the only way I know to do it. I'm a country bumpkin. I'm not educated. But you know what? God uses me too. Praise God. Are you ready to be used of God? Yes, indeed. How many of you believe God? How many of you believe that God can do anything? There's nothing. There's nothing that he can't do. How many of you believe that there's nothing that God can't do? Come on now, I want to see some hands. Because if you don't raise your hand, I'm going to say you're one of them people that don't believe God can do anything. Let me look at you. I don't believe God can sin either, brother, but I didn't say nothing about sin there. You always got a temper or something on every crowd. I knew Harvard was going to give me a hard time. But I know how Harvard believes. Praise God. That's my brother. I love him. I love all of you. Praise God. Oh, praise God. The answer that God gave him. I'm telling you, I love it when God comes on the scene. When God does what God does. You see, we can just think of all things, but you know what? Have you ever thought how, now God, if you just answer it this way, if you just do it that way, and God answers it in a different, totally way from what you think, it just blows you away, don't it? Isn't God good? Yes, he is. He's so good to us. He's so good that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's his word, isn't it? You know, I told you we're going to do it a little different this morning. I know people say, oh, man, what is he going to do? Well, we're going to take communion. We're doing communion. It's about a couple minutes after 12. So if you've got to go, that's okay. But you know what? We're going to have open communion this morning. If it's for you. I was in a church one time, and they told us that they were having communion. I was at a funeral. They was going to have communion. They said, now, if you're not a practicing blanket, blank, blank, person, then you can't tell. I'm not going to tell you the denomination. I'm not going to tell you what it was. They just said, if you're not a practicing one of those, you can't take communion with us today. I thought to myself, I won't be coming here, because my Lord says, as oft as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. If I know Jesus as my Savior, then I can take this communion. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, he says, don't take it, because you drink damnation to your soul. For this reason, a lot are sick, and some die. That's the word of God. That ain't Fred's word. That's God's word. You have to take God's word for it. I'm telling you what he said. Oh, you won't really die. You know what? That's what the devil told Adam and Eve. The exact same words he told them. You're not going to die. They did, didn't they? And because of that sin, that's why we're having the problems that we're having today, all through our world. But Jesus is coming back, and he's going to set things right. Russ Taft had a song one time. He says, somebody's coming that's going to change everything. Praise God. All these politicians, man, let me tell you something. God's going to change it all. He's going to blow their mind with the simple things of this world. Yes, he is. What I want you to do today, I want you to bring your family with you. If you want your children to take communion, you know that those children know. I want you to come on up around the altar today. I want Bobby and I want Harvey. I want y'all to come up here and stand. And I want you to just come on up and gather around the altar today and let them get up here first, and you just come with your family and you take the communion from them, and you just move on around to the sides, and we're going to partake together today. Just come right on over here. These men are going to stand right here, and you just take it as you come up. We're not going to serve it to you. You're going to have to come get it. Praise God. Y'all just stand there, gentlemen. They'll come get it. Praise God. Thank you. of you know that song she's playing? Worthy, worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know it, sing it. Your neighbor don't care what you sound like, sing it. Praise God. You are worthy, worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Praise God. You know, it's a sad thing when it takes tragedies to bring us to our knees. That should be an automatic, a given, everyday thing for us should to go to our knees in prayer and praise God. You know, we can praise God. You know, worship is not limited to the church. It's not limited to Sunday morning. It's not limited at all. That's not worship, just all the worship that we need, but we can worship God wherever we are, whenever we are, and that's what we should do. You know that? We should worship Him and praise Him for the price. If nothing else, if God never does anything else for us, the fact that He laid His life down for you and me, the fact that He cleansed our hearts. You know what you was before you accepted Jesus, but when you accepted Him and He applied the blood to your life, He cleansed that life. He changed it around. You know what? You could have been the worst of the worst. You know something? That thief that hung on that cross was a thief all the way to the cross and even on the cross. But when he asked God's forgiveness, he was no longer a thief. But he was a son of God. Hallelujah. You stop and think about it. You are children of God. Heirs to the throne. Because of His blood. It's these little elements that we hold in our hands today, they represent so much. The little grape juice and the little wafer. The little wafer represents God's body that was broken and bruised for our sins. You stop and think about that. I want you to think about it this morning. The suffering that God took in His body for you and I. That we can have life and have it everlasting. That God took away all those sins that we thought one day would, that we were the worst of the worst. And God took that beating for you and me and gave His life for you and me. That's what that little wafer represents. And He says in His words, as oft as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Remember what God has done for you. And not only you, but for countless millions of people all over this world that have given their life to Jesus Christ and still giving their lives to Him. You see, God isn't finished yet. He isn't finished. He's still working. Let us partake together. But before we do, let's ask the Lord's blessing today over this little wafer. You know, I'm going to call on somebody to bless these things. Now, Gary, would you bless this little wafer for us today, Father, my brother? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Let us partake. Oh, this little cup of juice, praise God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood that was spilt on Calvary was for you and I. You see, the Word of God says we wasn't bought with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but we were bought with the precious blood of God's own Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, the little emblem that represents the blood that was shed for the remission of sin. That today we can walk with our heads held high and know that we are children of God. Join as with Jesus, washed in His blood. Tracy, would you bless the juice this morning, brother? Would you bless this morning, folks? Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
That is our faith and our trust, God. Ready to say something about the coming of the Lord and how we come. We're listening for the ears of the
Yes.
Our God is coming. With that day, yes. We look to you as the author of the finisher of our faith. So Lord, now as we look back and we look forward.
Yes.
We do it in remembrance of all that you've done for us. Father, we ask now that you will bless us with the table. The glory and honor to you.
Amen. Let us partake together. Praise God. Let's give Him some praise today. Thank you, Jesus. In your own way, thank Him today for His love and His mercy and His goodness and His grace. Hallelujah. For that keeping power. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You need prayer today? Anybody needs prayer, you come on up. We're going to pray for you. You think, well, it's time to go home. Let me just tell you a little short story here that happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I had preached, dismissed, and everybody was going out the door. But there was a brother that was sensitive to the Holy Spirit and brought a lady up here. My brother Joe brought a lady up here for prayer, and God delivered her. Yes, indeed. Thank you, brother, for being obedient to the Spirit. Yes, indeed. After everybody had left, she got a breakthrough, and God delivered her soul. Praise God. Don't give up on God and never say it's over. It's not over until God says it's over. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, indeed.